This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Forget no way they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget no way they sold Marcus Garvey for rice.
Good day to everyone here on planet Earth listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark. I am your host, Garth Roseborough. Joining me today to co-host is none other than my main man, Darvin Russell, the Orkin man. He's with me today. Darvin, you know, today I got an interesting call. I have a lady, Emma. I don't know if I'm going to get to play her song today, but she has a song on roaches. I've never heard a song on roach before, but I just want to give a shout out to Emma. We'll get to you.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my producer and see how we can work people of that particular nature to come on the show.
Okay.
They can probably work with Wally and Guardian Radio and, you know, give them a little tithe, a little offering, whatever it is, someone in and promote themselves.
Okay.
I'm sure that would be in order.
I'm sure.
But Remark is open. This platform is open to the Bahamian people. I sit here in service to you. And it is always my intention here on Remark, as we talk about the opinions, we talk about the facts, we talk about the whole idea of fiction and reality, you know, I would like to make those opinions the facts. And I would like to make the fiction the reality. And that's what Remark is really all about. And today, I so thank you for joining us. I am totally excited. I'm almost ballistic. Whenever you speak about the future and you speak about children and their potential and their ability, I just get beside myself. You know, I don't understand why the leaders of our country, why the leaders of the world, why pastors and people who are executives in management always try to hold down the young people. You know, this is the future. We're not going to be here forever. We've seen the story before. We're here and then we have to leave. Who do we leave behind? The very same people who are now the youth of the nation. If we have a strong youth arm in this country, could you simply imagine what the future is now going to be? It would be extremely strong. But the reason why possibly the future is now looking bleak and we appear to be weak is no one took time to pour into the present leadership and to make them stronger. And so the whole purpose of us here on Remark, we're here in partnership with Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, is to bring to you the opportunity to strengthen our nation.
Yes.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not trying to be a dictator or, you know, something. I don't even want to be a know-it-all. As a matter of fact, all I would like to do is to be a conduit to allow progress and success to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so today on Remark, Garth Roseborough, Darvin Russell is here with me. I can't tell you why Darvin got to be here with me so often. If I leave him out here, I may be exterminated, you know. So I enjoy having him here. A special shout out to all those people out there in Radio Land who continue to support us. You know how to contact Guardian Radio if you'd like to sponsor a program, any one of our radio programs. But of course, you know I will be biased and want you to sponsor Remark, because this is indeed the greatest show on a Sunday anywhere on the planet. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. But you know what I appreciate most of all? The people everywhere I go say to me, Garth, you know what? You have a totally awesome show. So I thank you for that. It's encouraging. And we're going to ensure that every Sunday we come here, we simply bring you the best. Today, we're going to have Darvin Russell hosting And he's going to have a youthful co-host today talking about technology and the future. I am totally excited. And so what I want to do before I leave the chair and I become an observer, just for about 20, 30 minutes to listen to our youth, I need you to call your family, call your friends, call your co-workers, call all those people abroad. Let them tune in now to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM here in the Bahamas to listen to what the youth of the Bahamas have to say about technology and the future. Listen, even Donald Trump himself went ahead and says, you know what, Elon Musk, you're now going to become what, my ally, you're going to become my friend, you're going to become my consultant, because even the United States understands that technology advancement is going to the next level. We in the Bahamas must also prepare for that very same advancement. So let me throw out the lines really quickly to you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from our family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can text me at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Listen, once again, I'm excited. We're going to take a very quick break at this particular time. I'm going to go into Peak State with one of my favorite songs from Elton John, Rocket Man. Hey, listen, man, today I feel like a rocket man. I'm about to take off and allow these young people to take us to the next planet over. Rocket Man, and then the next voice you'll hear is that of Darvin Russell and these three brilliant young people. Thank you.
0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, burning at his fuse out of every home.
With the best for all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning fast internet speeds with affordable bundles. And it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Make it easier. Let the children's laughter.
Welcome back, everybody. I am your co-host, Darvin Russell, and I am joined this afternoon on the 26th of January with some amazing young folks in the studio with me. Garth has left the hosting duties to me today, and with me today in studio, my new co-host for this afternoon is Mr. Caleb Sawyer. We are joined also in studio by DeLon Kemp and Virginia DeVoe. So I'm going to have them all introduce you. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, how old you are, which school you attend, and just give us a little short snippet on who each of you are. We'll start with Caleb, we'll go with then to Virginia, and then to DeLon.
My name is Caleb Sawyer. I go to the Leadership Academy. My favorite color is blue. I like to do a lot of recreational things like rollerblade. I like a lot of technology related things. I normally play Roblox with my friends here with me, and we're all been friends since we were like 4 years old.
Awesome. Virginia.
Good afternoon. My name is Virginia. I attend San Pedro International School. My favorite color is pink, and I like to do a lot of sports. I participate in track and field. I also do swimming, golf. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And hi, my name is DeLon Kemp. I go to Lifer Key on scholarship, and my favorite color is black. I like spending time with Caleb and my friends, and usually you can find me doing something technology related.
Okay. So how did you guys meet? You all go to three different schools. How did you guys meet?
Well, in kindergarten is probably when we met, when we were all four.
Okay. And which kindergarten was that?
Chico's Felices.
Chico's Felices, okay. Go ahead.
So I was moved up a grade, and if that didn't happen, I wouldn't meet these two. Okay. But my first day in K-5, I met Caleb, and over coming weeks, we became good friends, and then I met Virginia, and then we've been friends ever since.
That's fantastic. All right, so all of you are here to educate the country on technology. So how would you describe the state of technology in schools and in the Bahamas in general today? Caleb, you start us off.
Okay, my school, we're mostly technology-based, but we have a lot of things that we get off our devices. We do school mostly on our laptops, and we get to use things like teaching textbooks or Monarch.
Okay, what's Monarch?
Monarch is it's an online program. I think it has to do with ACE.
Okay.
It's I think it's Accelerated Christian Education.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. But we get to do that, and I learn my biology and stuff, and on that, taxonomy and stuff like that.
So is it a teacher in the classroom with you, or is this all learning over the computer?
We wouldn't call her a teacher. We call her a supervisor.
Okay.
So she's able to help us with some various subjects. But she's normally just an English teacher. Mm-hmm. So on certain subjects, we could ask maybe Google if we don't understand fully.
Okay. So now I would assume that all of you, if you haven't gone to traditional school, at least are familiar with how your friends at other schools are learning. DeLon, you said you go to Lyford Key, which I would imagine is different from the way Caleb experiences class. So how is your experience with technology in the classroom different from his?
Oddly, it's somewhat similar.
Okay.
Because most of our time we are on the computers. Mm-hmm. We use Manageback and Google Classroom for our assignments.
Okay.
But we also use traditional learning, like for certain subjects, we have to get off our computers and use traditional notebooks mm-hmm. because the teachers do not want us to like completely have a technology-based learning environment.
Mm-hmm.
But I could say that it is mostly the same as Caleb's situation.
Okay. So he mentioned that he has a supervisor. You have a traditional teacher, however, that facilitates your learning, or does it not work like that?
Our teacher, it is a teacher. Okay. She or he teaches us depending on the subject. And just like normal classrooms, we have an allocated amount of time for the specific subject.
Okay.
The only thing different I'd say is that we don't use A's, B's, C's. We just use numbers for our grades.
Okay. Virginia, what's your experience like with technology at school?
My experience with technology at school, well, my school, we use traditional learning, mm-hmm. but we still include technology. So we have regular teachers. They teach. We take notes in our books. But if we need some sort of assistance, we would use our devices, or we use Google Classroom mm-hmm. to update on homework or, like, any notes, or if our teacher is ill, like, we just use it for assistance and, like, informing people.
Okay. How would you then define the nature or the status of technology in the classroom today, and what would you want to see differently as a young person? What would you like the Bahamas 10 years from now to look like for students going through school?
As a young person, I would like to see technology used more in classes and school so that it could help more mm-hmm. and assist, so like teachers wouldn't always have to be like helping students, like
sure.
yeah.
So use more like an assistance, like a yeah, like an aid assistant. For them.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Kayla?
I feel like we could, like, pretty much like the same as what she said, mm-hmm. but like more in depth. I feel like we could definitely help like a lot of teachers, because I heard some teachers went on like strike,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like they work very hard, and sometimes students don't want to like really cooperate, or sometimes students don't really have like the best other time, like maybe yesterday they could have had something happen to them.
Sure.
Like they could have fell down, so they don't feel that good.
Okay.
So then they don't really want to hear from nobody.
Okay.
But on a computer, you can't really like talk to a computer.
Exactly, right. And Delon, what's your experience? How would you like school to change?
I feel that technology, AI in particular, has the potential to change how learning is in the Bahamas, because AI learns from everything that we do, but we need to limit the amount of technology we use, because we do not want us to become reliant on it, because okay. most people, after they use technology, specifically AI, for an extended amount of time, they usually become dependent on it, and they can't really do a lot of critical thinking by themselves. But I feel that it would be pretty helpful, especially when you're out of school or somewhere else. You can learn and be like you're in school, but you are in another place. So that's how I feel technology might change in the future.
So are you concerned at all at your ages about if, let's say, in Caleb's case, we were to remove teachers out of classrooms? I don't know if you're aware, but there are a lot of studies and experiments being done in Asia, China in particular, where the entire school is, what they have done is they have trained a series of master teachers to teach particular subjects. They have recorded these master teachers, and the students now watch the master teachers online as a part of their instruction. So there are no teachers in the school. They're learning from a laptop, viewing the instruction from this master teacher. If we were to evolve into a nation that has AI, teacherless classrooms, where it's all computer-based like that, do you think that that's a good thing for the future of education, or is that a bad thing? Why and why not?
I think that's a bad thing, because if you just have a master on a screen, there's mm-hmm. no one physically in the class, and things can become very chaotic okay. and out of order. And especially like schools over here, some children, they don't have any home training or mm-hmm. like, so it would be good for someone to be there to at least supervise.
Sure.
So that things could be in order and rules could be in place and enforced.
Okay. You feel the same way, Kayla?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of in the middle
mm-hmm.
because, like, sometimes, like me, I kind of get bored quite easily, which a lot of people don't really believe. Because when I get into a topic, I get actually focus on it.
Okay.
But it's like me, when I stay on something like my computer for so long, I have to get up.
And you want to get it because you want a break from that, or you're bored?
I know, I want a break
from
it.
You want a break from it.
Yeah, because like blue light and stuff is not all the time.
Not good for you. Yeah, sure. The long wood mention.
Well, if teachers were to be replaced with the master teachers on the screens, I don't think that would be so good because of the fact that humans are social creatures, and having physical people in front of you or around you will help you to communicate and learn quicker. And then what's the point of being in school if you're going to have a robot teacher or AI teacher or basically a hologram in front of you? You should just stay home and just learn from there because there's no point. There's no one to supervise you. There's no one to check if you're actually doing the work or letting AI do the work for you. Mm-hmm. There's simply just no point.
So it's great having this conversation with you all today because I think when you get older, we start to assume certain things about your generation, right? We assume that because you're so technologically driven, you actually don't see the value of having teachers in classrooms. And you're telling me something completely different today. It's like, while you can appreciate the direction that technology is going, you understand there is still significant value in having teachers in classrooms and socializing with your peers. So that's fantastic. So from broadly speaking then, so tell me how would you define for an older person what AI is and why is it important for us to know about it?
Okay, I'll start. So AI is defined as artificial intelligence, and it is a program that learns from an input or whatever you say and basically develops off of it. So it might start out as something that has no information or something that has no value, but as you make it learn or as you give it ideas or as you show it certain experiences, it will grow its database and it will learn different skills. So practically, AI is partially important because it can analyze and give you the best ideas, especially if you have no idea of what you're doing. But the thing is, like I've mentioned previously, too much AI or too much like technology is not too good.
So Caleb, is AI a software program?
I mean, AI can be used to make a software.
Okay, can be
but
used to
AI
make a software.
AI is more
program.
Like my advice, she's retired now, but she used to say that nowadays with these phones, you guys have like the Library of Congress in your back pocket.
Yes.
And then, so AI could be used to make more of a software, like an app, like TikTok per se, or you could, it's pretty much just like a second brain. You could just go to it, ask whatever you need, and it's there. But it could be considered.
But it technically is a program that is thinking, right? How does it acquire this knowledge? It is some technological application. Would that be fair to say?
Okay. I think that's fair.
Okay. Virginia, what's your thoughts on AI and whether or not directionally we're going in the right direction? How important you think it is for our future?
I feel like we're going in the right direction with it. We're just moving really slowly at the moment.
Okay.
Like, our generation, our society is very behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would just be nice if we could probably catch up with the rest of the world with AI intelligence.
And what does catching up look like for you guys? What does that mean when you say catching up? What does that look like?
We could incorporate way more solar panels and stuff.
Okay.
Instead of just putting like maybe one plaza here and another plaza there.
Okay.
We get like 90% of sun in just the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, places like Germany that barely get much sun, they're like almost fully solar powered.
Yeah.
So we could definitely incorporate more solar power to power almost the whole country because we're not, or the whole island because we're not that huge.
So what other technological changes would you like to see, DeLon?
I mean, we can see like a development in like how our country looks because it looks more like a town instead of the city that Nassau is called to be.
Interesting.
So maybe if we had more more clean vehicles or more buildings or more things to like see, because in my opinion, The Bahamas, after you live here for a couple of months, gets a bit repetitive and boring.
Okay.
Especially if you don't have anyone to, like, spend time with. God bless me with a brother. I'm very appreciative of that. Mm-hmm. But I believe that if we had more things to do or more ways to spend our time here on this little island we call Nassau, that would be more of an advancement.
So you mentioned things like that, but where do you have this information and this knowledge that kids somewhere else are doing it differently? Is this your research? Is this you talking to your friends online who live in other countries? Where is this sensitivity around what the future looks like? Is this just something that you have conjured up in your mind, or you've seen this somewhere else and you say, look, that could work in the Bahamas, or that would be cool to have in the Bahamas?
I'm sure Caleb would say something pretty similar, but the truth is, as people who travel most of the time, we can see a lot of what we want or what we'd say, oh, that would be nice to have here in our own home. So it's more like seeing it myself, or yes, I use a bit of research because I won't have access to go everywhere, but it is nice to see something for your own and then just say, yeah, this is something we need.
So when you're bored at your ages, what do you do?
I mean, I'd say that depends on how bored I am.
Okay. Okay.
If I'm like insanely bored,
yes,
then I might like play Roblox. I'm sure a lot of people know what Roblox is.
Okay.
Or like, let's say like a higher generation, they sometimes just miscall it like Roadblocks and stuff. Because they don't really understand. Well, I wouldn't say not understand, but they're just not used to being able to play 3D games online for like hours and hours. And Roblox is just a platform that harbors all the games and makes it easy for creators to make their own games. There's like millions of different games on just Roblox.
Okay. And Virginia, how do you think that things would be differently? What would you like to see differently
when you're bored? I would like to see more activities
being enforced. What would those activities look like?
Like, because here in Nassau, like, or in the Bahamas on the whole, we don't have many activities or things for like the youth to engage in. Because normally on the weekends, teenagers would go out to Bahama or like Atlantis hotels and restaurants, and then they would fight.
Okay.
And cause problems, and then cause the hotels to make more restrictions and become stricter. So I feel like it would be nice for things like maybe trampoline parks and more interesting things for us to do.
So if I'm giving you guys a blank check, right? Talk to my friends, my wealthy friends around the island. And you guys are going to open a business that caters to kids your age. That's different. What is this business going to be? I hear trampoline park. What is this business going to be? Or what is this club that y'all are going to form when y'all leave here so that you can attract other 13 and 12 and 14-year-olds to join this technological revolution? What do you want to see?
I guess we would have more recreational like activities, like skate parks or electric scooter parks or scooter parks, just outside like activities. So like people won't be stuck inside playing. Although being inside or having electronic games is fun, especially with the right people. We as humans need to have sunlight or have a sufficient amount of time outside.
Okay.
However, if we were to do something for like in a technological standpoint, I would like to have more like places where we can just have a bunch of laptops or just have a lot of stuff so we could like you can meet new people while playing games with like strangers, like laptop cafes or other places.
So do kids nowadays, so is basketball and baseball and fishing out of favor? That's not something you're interested in anymore.
Like me personally as a 14-year-old, I really like the idea of fishing.
You like
because
it
takes patience and it gets you away from pretty much any type of technology.
Okay.
And you got to get your hands dirty and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's really good to know how to get your own food.
Mm-hmm.
And you can almost be like sustainable on your own if you learn enough about it.
So Virginia, you mentioned you play golf, right?
Yes.
Are there a lot of kids your age playing golf?
Well, when I go to golf, I have a personal trainer.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm associating with other people my age.
Okay.
But there would be other people there. It's just that I would be in a specific area by myself with my trainer.
Okay. So my daughter, when she was your age, she played tennis. She did cheerleading. So it's interesting because y'all are only like 5-6 years younger than her, and it seems as though your experience is already very different in terms of what you do recreationally and what you want to see done. So the final question that we can talk about tonight is, talk to me a little bit about then the evolution of technology and transportation. So what does that look like? What would you like to see? Because you know right now the buses don't go everywhere in Nassau. So do you want more public transportation? Do you want private transportation to be more technologically advanced? What does transportation technology look like for you guys?
I feel like we could have more like places to charge your cars.
Okay.
There's quite a few electric vehicles now on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and with the transportation, with public transportation, I feel like we should have maybe electric buses to save up on gas.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And maybe like not any more private owned bus corporations.
Okay.
Maybe like a government system so everybody can get up on time to get everybody, and certain buses go to certain areas
mm-hmm.
to cover the whole island pretty much. But then they could also be electric. But because a lot of times I'd be on like, I think that's Marathon Road,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a sidewalk there, and the buses would just drive right on the sidewalk. And
yeah, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay, Virginia.
I agree with what Caleb said. We should make more public transportation available at reasonable prices because we have too much cars on the road, especially here in Nassau. Like every morning when my father drops me to school, mm-hmm. no matter how early we leave, what time, we always get stuck in the same amount of traffic.
Okay.
So I feel like it would be nice for us to have more transportation, public transportation available.
What do you think is stopping that from happening?
Also, I feel like we could have more like, how do I say it? It's like little tracks to put on the side of each road for people who drive bicycles
okay.
and electric scooters or regular scooters mm-hmm. or bicycles and stuff. Like me personally, I've had a lot of experiences where me and my dad would like drive on our electric scooters. And we'd be driving on the road, and then somebody would be like, well, go drive on the sidewalk. I'm like, it's a sidewalk.
Right. Right. Okay, DeLon, what's your thoughts?
Well, technology used to be the wheel or just stuff that we found. Hey, this is interesting. How about we develop on this? Well, what we can develop on is cleaner energy
okay.
because the Bahamas, although we have one of the cleanest airs in the world,
mm-hmm.
I feel that we can be even cleaner because usually on our beautiful beaches or on our roads and sidewalks, you can find trash and a bunch of stuff that just make our island look just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But something else we can do is like have, like they said, better transportation or more frequent public transportation. What we can have is electric cars.
Okay.
Like more electric cars, because you can notice that a lot of cars on the road now are very old and they have like gas and smoke coming out from the back.
Oil leakage.
And that is not good for our island. So something we can do is we can have more electric cars and such on the road.
Now, I think it's at Lyford Key where you guys have a robotics club, correct?
Yes, we do.
What I'm trying to see happen is I think that young people like you need to take a more active role amongst your peers. You guys hang out together because you're a friend group. I think this energy need not be displaced. I think you need to take my challenge to you today is really for you to talk amongst yourselves, amongst your peers in other schools, and see if a club of some kind could be formed where you take on an initiative. Maybe you decide that, hey, look, we're going to solarize a chicken coop. Maybe we're going to decide that this one classroom or our hangout, let's say your dad builds you a man cave in the back of the yard, and your man cave is going to be where you guys go and you play your video games or you do your technological stuff, but that's solarized. And maybe that's something you learn how to do, and your club members get together every Saturday afternoon to go and do that. Does that sound interesting? Like, I think that would be cool for y'all to kind of send out the clarion call to other teenagers to see what they think about stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have a passion for technology, especially I want to build computers and
okay.
other things.
Love that.
I also want to start a channel with some of my friends so that we can show what we can do.
Like a YouTube channel?
Yeah, a YouTube channel. That. Like two separate channels, one for like our fun recreational activities like games. Mm-hmm. I want to pilot, have my co-pilot as Caleb, mm-hmm. and we can just do a bunch of stuff online. And then another channel for what we can do to improve the Bahamas, like stuff that we make, something, new ideas that we can propose to others that to make our country better.
Okay, so Virginia, what are your thoughts? She was laughing at me. Not you, that doesn't sound cool enough?
Not really, because okay. at some point it could get really boring because, okay. like, you remember we had COVID and the lockdown and yeah. stuff. That was really the time where I used to be inside, stuck on my laptop mm-hmm. a lot, just during online school. Like, on breaks, we would go on Fortnite and play games. But at some point, it gets really boring
yeah.
because you're just sitting there staring at a screen. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I'm suggesting that you need to do something more active. The kind of works.
Like I said
works
earlier,
that gray matter. Yeah.
That's why it would be nice to have something like a few trampoline parks over here. Because like every time I go to the States, I'd at least visit a trampoline park at least once
okay.
during my stay.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's really fun.
All right, out there, you business people, you all have heard what Virginia said. So somebody needs to go open this trampoline park, and she'll be the first guest for you guys. So, Caleb, did I miss anything? Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we take a break and switch to our second segment? It was great having you guys here today.
I mean, but I really agree with what we said today mm-hmm. and a lot about the recreational things. Like, I feel like go-karting tracks, I've seen a few
yeah.
things about go-karting because a lot of kids, like my age, they like driving, but you're not really old enough to drive.
Yeah.
Like me personally, I love the idea of driving. Of course, I don't drive.
Right.
But.
Yeah, we don't say anything about that. Yeah, you don't drive. Right. Correct. If you now, when your dad, when you go to Fort Lauderdale, have you guys ever gone to this place called Extreme Park? Okay, so Mrs. Sawyer, when you take them to Fort Lauderdale, there's this place called Extreme Park. So it has race car driving. Mm-hmm. Of course, not real race car driving, but race car driving in it. It has all of the stuff that you're talking about, Virginia. It's a lot of fun. So both adults and kids can enjoy the experience. It's very unique in that way, and it's always crowded. But if you go through the week, it's a really fun experience. So wonderful. I loved having you guys. So one of the texts that came through today is, what are you guys' ages? Caleb, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14, Virginia?
I'm 13.
13.
I'm 13, and I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest 13. Okay, when's your birthday?
March 18th.
My birthday is June 17th.
Oh, you're June 17th. Okay. Well, I'm a June baby as well. I'm on the 6th. My mother's on the 16th. Yeah. So you are cool people. All right. Well, thank you all. We've been having a fantastic conversation today with Caleb, Virginia, and DeLon. We were talking about AI technology and the future of technology in the Bahamas. We'll take a break, and when we get back, Mr. Roseboro will be back in the chair having a conversation about how AI applies, where are we going in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas with this technology thing. We'll be right back. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start format. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stock on.
Hello, we're back, we're back, we're back. Listen, I so appreciate the young people in this country. And, you know, my spirit was just moved to say, you know what, we're always talking as adults. We have our complaints, we have our issues. We try to bring you solutions, but we always leave the young people out. I don't know why we do that. But I says, you know what, let me put myself aside. Let me put how intelligent I think I am with all these degrees that I have and all this experience that I have. And you know what? Like the good master said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So, you know, that's my little Sunday situation today. I had a, like I always like to say, epiphany. You know, I do have some compassion, but you know, I thank the children for being here, Caleb and DeLon and Virginia, for taking the time on a Sunday to be here with Remark. And Darvin Russell for doing such a great job speaking to the children. And you know what I learned from all of that? Right now I'm joined with Charles Sawyer, the father of Caleb Sawyer. We don't have much time, so we got to go quickly today. And I'm also joined with Mr. Nico Musco. Let me throw those lines out really quick, because this is going to be a fast-moving pace closure of the show today. Once again, we have our good man Wally on the board. Thank him so much for allowing us in this space, along with the Guardian management staff. Here are the numbers for you to call in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. What I gathered just a minute ago, Mr. Nico Mosco and Charles Sawyer, is that in my mind, I'm looking at the computer. You're looking at Facebook, you're looking at TikTok, you're looking at Instagram and all these other features, and you realize that this AI thing is something that my generation has not been accustomed to. You can talk actually to a machine, and you can almost believe that that machine is much more smarter than you. That machine is like 1,000 times or more smarter than you. You ask it a question, it answers. You say, I don't like that answer, it gives you another answer. You say, I don't like that answer, it gives you another answer, because the computer and AI is smarter than you. Let me tell you something. The computer is smarter than your pastor. The computer is smarter than your teacher. The computer is smarter than your government. Now, we don't have any sign of that type of intelligence in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, in the government. We got so many things happening around the world, and there's no system in place in the Bahamas that says, you know what, Mr. Prime Minister? Ask the computer a question as to what he thinks about Donald Trump. Or ask the computer a question to say what he thinks about Gorbachev. Or ask the computer what he thinks about King Charles III. Ask the computer what they think about revamping the democracy of the Bahamas. Ask the computer how to fix the social problems of the Bahamas. We've not seen any evidence of anything like that in the Bahamas. We still got potholes. We still got broken lights. We still have a broken system, broken families, broken politicians, broken police officers, broken customs system. Everything is broken. Is anyone talking to AI? Just could somebody tell me that someone in our generation understands AI sufficiently enough to say, I'm going to give AI a chance. Maybe that's the solution. Duh. Maybe it is. But you have to tell me that. I'm only God's Roseboro. I'm only here as a messenger. As a matter of fact, I think I'm the dumbest behemoth that you got. I think I'm the most ignorant and idiotic of all of you. So someone needs to call me today and tell me that I am wrong. I'm so happy if you call me today and say I am so wrong. I'll be so humble and God bless you. Charlie Sawyer, what you thinking?
Well, the point about it is AI is here to stay. There's no doubt about it. There's no qualms about it. Either we learn how to deal with AI or we're going to be left behind. The young people are doing it, and they are the future. What we need is for our government and the people who are in charge to pay more attention to the youth of the nation because, like I said prior, we always cry that the health of the nation is the wealth of the nation. And so if we have these children whose brains are that advanced, why are we not using these children's brains to make life better for the rest of us Bahamians? Mm-hmm. You see, and I often find that we talk about, I go back where Sir Lyndon said, the nation is about the youth, okay? The nation belongs to the youth. How many youth have we dealt with as far as anything is concerned? Normally, after an election, we say we push the youth forward. But after the election, all the old heads come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Why is it that we can continue pushing the same people when we tell the youth that their time is now?
Yes.
Okay? You have to give them the time, not tell them that this time is now. Then when you look around, the old heads come back out and control it.
Yes.
Okay, so what are they to think? It's not for me. So this is why we have such a brain drain in the country. They go out, build another country, while our country suffers, and we have to depend on foreigners to build this country.
My God, Nico Mosco.
If my colleague didn't say it any better, I'm just going to add to that. The modus operandi of the government, and from the gentleman that you mentioned, mm-hmm. keep us dumb.
Intentionally?
Absolutely.
I will go as far as to say that as PTA president for three schools and national PTA president at one time, I worked like a dog. I always tried to suggest programs that would assist in educating the young people, not just in reading, writing, and arithmetic. We don't teach people skills and life skills in the school system. What do you do when you finish the academics? You have to be able to learn how to deal with each other and how to deal with moving forward in a country that is archaic, to say
absolutely.
The best.
And you are so on. I mean, you're there. You're. I mean, you're giving me fuel to explode.
Well, go ahead and explode. This is Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Remark. Go ahead, Nico Mosco.
The entirety of the modus operandi of government is to keep us stupid. Yeah?
That's how you feel, or that's the truth.
As far as I perceive it to be, and a lot of other people perceive it to be, the less you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's, control is an illusion, but the premise of control is what it is. Mm-hmm. And how you are using that word is perfect. Now, we spoke about this briefly last week. The more information that we have, we're informed. Why don't you think they haven't given Freedom of Information Act? They haven't done this. Why are the schools in disrepair? Why are the BJCs so substantial? Well, whatever they call them now. I mean, I said them so long ago. But the question is, why aren't we providing the proper tools for our young kids? And I made a joke outside. I was listening to you gentlemen outside. And I sent a text to my dear friend in Canada. He said, I'm so happy I'm not in that room with those tech kids. And I will read the response, which is quite funny, but it is timely. The reply was, I said, thank goodness I'm not with the tech kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're too smart for an older folks.
And you know,
and my reply was, yes, absolutely.
And I'm sitting here, right?
The program, and I got 4 degrees.
The program started at 5 o'clock. Now, this is the challenge I did today. How many people can sit and listen to children for half an hour? Now the show has started.
That flew 40, by.
40 minutes later, you know people are saying, I ain't into that. Or what are they talking about? I understand that. I don't hear nothing but that. If I say POP, oh, Jesus, man, everybody listening. I say FLM. Everybody listening.
But you see, this is where
But you don't know nothing about the future. So if you have PLP and FNM and you don't know nothing about the future, then you tell me what is the purpose of the PLP and FNM if it's not about the future. This is what I'm driving to.
Polarity is where we need to get away from.
Polarity.
See, we're so polarized politically that we don't see anything other than the red or the green or the blue.
What is the common denominator for the red and the gold or the red and the blue?
Thank you
the
very much.
What's the common denominator?
Power.
Okay, give me another common denominator.
Power.
One party. There's no difference.
But do they both intentionally keep the Bahamian people ignorant?
If it's one party, what else is there to do? Because we look at, and we go back to 1967 coming forward. The UBP left the scene. So there was only one party.
Okay.
Then we take eight persons from that party and send them out to form the Free PLP, which later became the Free National Movement. So what's the difference?
There isn't.
There is only one party in the country. So they change hands and they do the same. They have the same ideals.
I don't
agree with that.
Listen with this.
Similar ideas.
Listen with this text that says, hey guys, they are now using AI to take orders at fast food restaurants like Wendy's.
If you look on MSN today,
yeah,
what was stated by a watchdog was they have the cameras all around,
mm-hmm.
and they watch us three in here, and we're making coffee. It was at a coffee house.
Yeah.
Right? So I made 3 cups of coffee within 15 minutes. You made 10 cups of coffee, and Garth made 20 cups of coffee in that time frame. And what they do is that information immediately goes to the boss, AI, mm-hmm. right? And then after the month, or say 2 weeks, I would think 2 weeks, the underproducing one, who happens to be me, said, see you later, giving you your walking papers.
But that's biblical. For those people who believe in the Bible, that is biblical. I had
Agreed.
A discussion on that this morning.
Agreed.
One got a talent, one got 2 talents, one got 5. The one that took his 1 talent and buried it, they took the talent from him and gave it to someone else. That is biblical for those people
But there's nowhere to hide now.
No.
That's what the AI does.
And guess what else I'd say to you people? We go to the politicians for answers and solutions, yes? So what if you Bahamian people... Man, I know this is a religious observation day. I won't cuss so bad. But get off your butts and go and understand. I almost used another one just now. Understand how AI works. And when you are confronted by your politician, the regurgitation of the sensibility of AI would put them in that place to understand that we got a far way to go and a short time to get there.
Thank you very much.
Agreed. This is where the Bahamas is now. You cannot be stuck on, oh, that's my flag. My flag is aquamarine, gold, and black. black is for the black people. Where you got the ignorance from? Who told you that? Who told you your national fish is a grouper? Who told you your national flower is hibiscus? Who told you your national tree is a coconut tree? I saw that on a TV program in the Bahamas one time ago. The young people don't even understand no more what these things are and what they mean. They have no more significance. If you cannot have significance in your own country, how in the heck you can have significance in another country? This is why, I can throw him a little low blow now if I could. I'm looking for a prime minister now, right now, who could go before the world in an intelligent way and make Garth Roseborough feel confident that they could stand there, look smart, look strong, and negotiate on behalf of my country so that we can have good and positive standing in our region. I'm looking for that. I can tell you all this today.
I agree.
We don't have one. Not a... Geez, can I cuss on a Sunday, not no. in this place? Or you can listen tonight. Listen to me. If you took your prime ministers out of the 200 countries around the world, Rwanda, where they had a massacre of millions of people, comes back to be number two. Singapore, that was yesterday nothing, is now so significant. You go into places like Uganda, that just found all that gold, and you go countries around the world, and everyone is tapping into AI to ask the question, what is the solution for my country? I'm asking you today, what Bahamian politician, what Bahamian government agency is asking AI to correct the issues in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? I'm sorry, I won't be so sick and tired of you people, but go ahead, Mr. Charles Sawyer.
See, the thing is, when you look deep down, what we come to Parliament for is to enrich ourselves. It's not about empowering the people. If you check stock, when a guy goes into Parliament, give him 5 years, and he's a millionaire. How do you become a millionaire in 5 years when you're making, $28,000 a year?
Because everyone around them is ignorant. Now you say you said strong, what is it? Who are you calling stupid? You. You know why I'm calling you stupid? Because if you tap into the system of AI, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to go to university. You don't have to have 4 degrees like Moscow and myself. All you need to do is understand right and wrong. What's the right question to ask to get the right result? So when the politicians start the thief, AI can say, you know what? That's a crook. AI could tell us exactly how to manage ourselves. Say, you know what? To cut out corruption, this is what the Bahamas needs to do. And if enough of us begin to say what the Bahamas needs to do, my God Almighty, we'll be able to change this country.
But Garth, devil's advocate.
Please be.
But why, as a government, you know, official or a government, going to allow something to be so accurate?
Correct.
To show my absolute incompetence or my inability or my absolute lack of anything, why would you want to do that? So where's the Freedom of Information Act? So we can go through it, use our brains, and say, listen, y'all messing around. Why has that been pushed off consistently for a number of administrations? But at the same time, if you had something that made you account, how are you going to be able to do what you're doing? Now, this is a perception.
Yes.
Without evidence. But this is a perception that is virtually quantified by numerous people.
Yes, it is.
That's all I'm saying.
And just how you're saying that, you got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Hello? I guess we lost the caller. Yeah, but you're quite correct.
So if we're not going to account or not be transparent with this AI thing, right, we can't even do it without it. Why would you want to implement something that will hold you accountable, that all of us can access? We are designed in such a way that are we going to be able to say, to remove somebody from being prime minister or that particular office? Are we designed in that sort of way? The answer is no.
And I agree.
And at the end of the day is, when these guys get in, they got 5 years to do
whatever they like,
whatever,
without giving any accountability or transparency.
It would appear that way.
Yes.
Now, just like anything else, and I use this word all the time, perception is different from each one of us, but it appears that way. So our perceptions are similar in a regard that the appearance is similar. It was this entire conversation is quite poignant because you're going to have to deal with this AI thing sooner or later, whether or not it's to do, you know, how many days you show up, what you voted. The Americans have it down pat, but they seem to get around it too.
Well, I tell you, I'm trying to get a call on the line, but my producer has stepped away briefly. Just hold on there, caller. If you cannot hold on, just call back in a few minutes. I do apologize. But Mr. Mosco, it's almost sickening because we seem to be stuck in a rut, and I listened to those children a while ago, and the things they said are things like, I thought kids were like only into video games, only into the computer technology and robotics and cars that drive themselves, and they got flying cars coming on the horizon, so you got all these electrical wires all over the streets. I don't know how you can fly a car with all these wires all over the place. They're worse than potholes for cars with tires, right? And so I'm listening to them, and they said something that was just so important. They're looking for recreation, and that's as simple as recreation is. As simple as asking the system, how can we implement good recreation or make better use of spaces on the island of New Providence? Like, for instance, I had an idea. It's a crazy idea, right? I'll throw two solid ideas out to you that I feel are solid, but they may be, you know, solvent. I don't know. I'm in South Beach. I'm by the beach. I'm playing dominoes and checkers with the guys. And I look and see how low and shallow the banks are in South Beach. Now, I know that's an area where you have hurricane weather that comes in and floods the whole area. So we have a traffic issue in our country. So is it possible then to build like our own Great Wall, like how China has, on the coastline? Watch this now. And just have a three-lane, four-lane, six-lane highway around the island, like they do in Los Angeles and California, because I've seen it in California. And in order for you to go to the beach, you have to go down the steps over the wall to go down to the beach down below. But if a hurricane comes, you got a seawall that kind of slows the water from coming over and putting 10 feet of water in South Beach Marshall Road area. I don't know if a superhighway like that could work, but it's an idea. While the tide is low, maybe you want to put some water slides down there. Maybe you want to put some cell phone chargers on the beach. Maybe you want to put some, like they said, the electric car chargers there on the beach. I'm just talking out of my head, but I'm just simply saying that there are ideas in abundance. Who's thinking of these things in our country? We have two major hotels, or three, right here in New Providence. Just talking out of my head. I want to know why we couldn't, and Moscow, you may be able to answer this. You know, you have Greek heritage. You all are boat people, like real boat people, right? Why can't we have two cruise ships that offer five-day cruises or seven-day cruises throughout the Bahamas for tourists in Bahamians who want to get away for a week at a time? The boat has to hire a captain, a first mate. You need engineering. You need maid service. You need croupiers for the casinos. You need waiters. I mean, the whole gamut. You need all of that on board this boat. And people come in from all over the place so they can see three, four Bahamian islands. Not, you don't have to go to St. Croix and Nevis and all these other places. You can do it right here in the Bahamas. And what that would do is spark some growth on each of the islands that we stop over to. I'm just talking out of my head because I'm an idiot. Talk to me.
You see, the thing about it is, it's been years. I think I graduated high school in 1973. I was making suggestions that we have rainfall quite a bit in the Bahamas, in New Bahamas in particular. My suggestion was to build pipes along each thoroughfare, that when the rain comes, it goes into the pipe, and it comes down into a tributary.
Paul, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, man. I was trying to get to you. My apologies. Go ahead. This is C. Allen?
Yes, it is. I didn't want to interfere with you guys until you were ready.
Hey, C. Allen.
No, I'm always ready for you because you're the tech guy. As a matter of fact, I didn't say anything on the show, but this one is actually in your honor because you always call and support, so I had to do something similar to what you like. And you have Nico Mosco here and Charles Sawyer, so you got your 5 minutes now. We're not going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. See, Alan, right. I was talking about you today. This is Nico Mosco.
How are you doing, sir? Thank you so
good,
much.
Good, man. I'm happy you called in.
Just let me let you know, I only have a BFS. That's a barely finished school.
the ones that have the BFS are the ones that are doing great.
Yeah, but I've been by some professionals say I've been identified as an autodidactic polymath.
Oh no, see you already got over there, my head.
And then
hold on, let me go find the computer.
No, I understand him.
You
and
do?
Boy, the polymath. There you go. But, okay.
Yeah, for those who understand it, just someone that's self-learning that master multiple disciplines of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And more specifically, for the 20 plus years I've been home, I try to master what is ours. Now, you talk about freedom of information, gentlemen. Freedom of information means nothing in the Bahamas because nothing is digitized. Freedom of information is good building forward, but it's going to take us some time to digitize going backwards. However, information is available in silos. I could tell you, in one ministry alone, I can identify a silo of data that sits in one ministry that is worth $1 billion a year. And so the fact is that we are the most digitally prepared country in the world. Now, digital preparedness is not digital utilization. This is not myself writing in the Nassau Guardian. I think it was December of 2020 or 2019 that it said we were the second. Well, they didn't take our geolocation, some other things involved with it. Now, just think about it. If you treat Grand Bahama as a country, Grand Bahama would be the second most digitally prepared country. That's not utilization. So what has happened is I listened to you, and they were pretty aware for their age group. They're much pretty aware. And I know where children are having some of them. And then right now, just I have a daughter that's 8 years old that's in the 8th grade. I think she just passed the 8th grade, and a 5-year-old that's in the 4th grade, and a 1-year-old that I'm teaching.
Hold on. You say you got an 8-year-old in the who grade?
8th grade.
Oh, boy.
And
I was 12 when I was in the 8th grade.
And the 5-year-old in the 4th grade. My identity twin has some pretty sharp.
Homeboy,
history.
That's your own school, eh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's your school?
Yes, but they do tests at the education level just to make sure that they're on par, both in the Bahamas and in the U.S.
So what do you feed your children, so?
I teach them with AI. That's why I'm pretty much aware of what those children were talking about, and I understand from their perspective their learning. But they've never been taught the modality of teaching for them to have a perspective on how AI would work in conjunction with another. And so it's something I've been advocating for 20 years. I've been working with Microsoft students in the early
90s. So how we can get our politicians to learn something like that?
No, it does. That's what I'm saying to you. In the 90s, in the late 90s, early 2000, I worked with Microsoft Student, and which was a DVD at the time. And in fact, when Khan Academy came out, Bill Gates, seeing his new direction he was going, actually brought an end to Microsoft Student and financed Khan Academy, which we all know to be the epitome of school. But what we have is we have a unique opportunity. But just first, let me ask you a question, Dad. You said we don't have a prime minister that's digitally aware, and you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
But I can tell you, in the next election, you will have one that has people around him, because it isn't a matter of you personally knowing. But when you, like Donald Trump doesn't know defense. He doesn't know the global finance. He doesn't know these different things. But he has people around him that can provide him the right information at the right time. And proper information.
So he didn't have it during his campaign, though, right?
No, I know. I'm just telling you.
They were feeding the dogs,
right?
And feeding the cats, remember?
Right. That's what I'm saying to you. You asked, right? And I'm saying to you, if all goes well, you will have a prime minister that has access, not just the people like me, because I'm not the only one, you know. I'm the loudest one, right? But there's a host of people in the Bahamas and outside of the Bahamas that has that has the capability to advise and grow this economy. We don't have a church. We are what we call a digital imperative. We must digitalize, datafication, and digital transformation. It's no choice. All we will become.
Have you tried to have a prime minister of that particular discipline before? Have you made an attempt to do that?
Yeah.
You've spoken to a previous prime minister.
2012, Bridge to the Future.
Okay, 2012, and it didn't happen.
No, that they burned the bridge.
Okay, so now you are telling Garth Roseborough, because I've been in this politics for a little while too now, Seattle.
Right.
You're telling me that you're hoping that the next prime minister, you're telling me that this prime minister, you basically burned his bridge. You're thinking it ain't gonna be him.
No, but let me tell you what changed since then.
Okay, go ahead.
And as an expression say, you don't lose, you learn. And so what happens is that now we are at the space now that the walls that our current prime minister talks about no longer exist.
Okay.
Except in the mind
I can
of
agree
a 20th
with that.
Okay, in the 20th century person. He talks about.
So tell me what the next one is going to do quickly, because we got to go to
the
break.
Next one will bring about the proper legislation, policy, processes, procedures, and programs.
Can you guarantee us that?
No,
that's what I wanted to ask. How can you say he? And it's just devil's advocacy.
Are you asking because
are they going to listen? Are they going to listen to you? Are they going to listen to me?
Listen to what I'm saying to you is this: it isn't them listening; it's the demand of the people. Once there's a significant, we have a critical mass right now today that's making this demand, right? But the problem is they're not listening now. No, they're attempting to now, a little late. But what I'm saying to you is that, you know how you progress and you become more aware, right? And what I'm saying to you now, even now today, the walls for our government, behemoths now can exist in the Bahamas without our government. They just need an education. You talk about access to banking.
Fair enough.
Fintech allows them to have access to that. The government is talking about all about this, food and whatever else. You know, give us a good example of how we could exist, right, without these so-called walls. Amazon. And by the way, God, my twin brother, daughter, is one of those individuals, Bakari Johnson, Azan Johnson's daughter, is one of the people that does AI for Google and Codex that brought about the same thing you're experiencing in the Bahamas.
But we got to take this quick break, C. Allen. If you want to call back after the break, please do so. It's always good to hear from you. We got to take a quick break, folks. This is Remark on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Stay tuned. Said it's a hard road to travel.
Episodes, that's right.
C-File Talks has reached a huge milestone.
And we're celebrating in style.
From expert tips to groundbreaking economic insights, we've brought you the best in finance, investing, and so much more.
Now, we're turning up the volume for the next 100 episodes.
Don't miss the fun,
the knowledge,
and the power of great conversations.
Tune in every Monday at 6:30 p.m. to C-File Talks, the podcast you can't afford to miss.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love. You are my lady.
also performing Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love, Saturday, February 15th.
It's a spectacular all-white affair
at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online, BahamasEtickets.com, Plantation Bar and Grill, Big Boys Cafe, and Tropics Bar and Grill.
For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there. Make it like it
was. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Hey, we're back. Hey, man, you know, I just appreciate Guardian Radio and all this good music, this good talk on a Sunday. It's just a pleasure to be in your company. If you want to be a part of our show by just being a sponsor, please go ahead and give Guardian Radio a call. Also, if you just want to make an appearance or you just want to have a show of your own, give them a call. We have a lot of brilliant people with a lot of talent. Maybe you want to be the creator of one. Talk to the Guardian management staff. They'll be more than happy to entertain your concept. Mr. Mosco, I see Alan just spoke to us a while ago. It almost seemed to me that he was promissory in that he was selling us on the idea of hope. In my words, I'll use the word hope, but he almost seemed confident that we're going towards another leader, number one. Like, this leader is not going to be victorious in the next general election. And whoever's going to be victorious, he's confident that that person that he's considering is going to be prepared to digitalize the Bahamas and take us to new heights. To me, it kind of gave me a retro feel. It made me feel like 1967 was happening all over again, but you tell me.
We were talking during the break, and I had stated that I enjoyed listening to C. Allen. Mm-hmm. I do respect him. And I can only say that from experience, I'm not ancient by any means. I feel it, but I'm not. But we were discussing this, and we've been around a long time, and we've seen a number of things. And the word hope that you just used, I think my perception is that that was an interjection, as opposed to a statement. But however, C. Allen may know something that we don't. And so I'm not going to take that away from him. Now, the problem being is that we are so far behind the eight ball in so many ways that that rapid growth within 5 years is something that is unrealistic.
Very much so.
And I say that for a primary reason, is that we're not educated enough. Now, I made a statement earlier, which was primarily a joke, and I got chastised for it. But these young kids that were in here are so far ahead of at least me in this room, that it is quite frightening. And I made the joke saying, I'm glad I wasn't in the room with the tech kids because I don't know nothing, right? I'm out of the realm of what is progressing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to use me. I'm not going to say, you learned a gentleman, no. But I can say about me. And at the end of the day saying, okay, whoever the new leader is, if you will, right, they don't listen to us now. They are not going to listen to us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But to digitize our lives to a point where the banks have already changed to digitization, and the older people can't even, they can't function.
Right.
It took me a year to get just for my bank for this online banking, and I got to a point where, hell, I brought in a professional, and we did it in 4 hours, mm-hmm. getting it done. So the reality of the situation is we are not educated. Mm-hmm. We have some of the lowest grades anywhere as a as a an educator, you know what I'm talking about. And so the whole thing is, it's a fallacy that we're going to get here. They can sell you anything. And some good salespeople can sell snow or ice to Eskimos. Mm-hmm. But the Bahamian people are becoming more educated in the sense that we've had enough. We want this.
I said we've become more aware, yes.
Yes. I think that's brilliant.
Yes. We are aware.
Just like AI, it's aware. Right? Great segue. But the fact of the matter is that until we become more aware, they're not allowing us to be more aware. No. But the thing is, they work for us.
It's criminal to be aware. It's criminal to be aware.
It's criminal for what we're doing here now, speaking out.
Are you telling me, Charlie, you're a businessman? Talk to us.
Listen, I'm going to make a statement.
Drop the bomb, baby.
As a national PTA president and implementing school boards, I said to the then minister, I says, okay, I've done my research. How school boards operate. You know what the statement was? We can't give the people that kind of power.
Okay.
So that Fair gave enough. Me, that told me, I mean, right hands down, you don't trust the people because you want to just control everything from your lofty position.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Meantime, I am here fighting with the system to make things work. And you could see, and I had to remind it, I am one of those people you're talking about now. It's not, we almost gone to blows. Because you can't be insulting me in my face, just like that. But we have kids who are capable right now to take positions in this country that will make the biggest difference in the world. But we don't check for them because we have this one set of people, and they over and over do the same thing, and they keep you on the fringes. And if you're not with them, but they can try to keep you as far away from the system as possible.
Even if you're with them,
you only so far you can go.
That's it.
Okay.
The moment you become the threat.
See, and I'll tell you, for me, you know, I had a stint in ZNS. And the politics was really rank. Mm-hmm. When I tendered my resignation, it was, oh, no, you can't go. I said, watch my back. Because the one thing I will hold to, nobody will strip me of my manhood. Now, whatever you're thinking, I'm not going to stand for you telling me that I am suspended for 2 weeks of insubordination when I didn't have a chance to give an answer. It is downright stupid.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, gentlemen, and I'm going to let you give a one-minute closing in a second. I mentioned 1967 because in 1967... there was a victory. The victory exuberated throughout the entire country that, you know, a change has actually taken place. There was the hope at that time that was now becoming real, that we're going to have some new sheriffs in town, that these sheriffs were going to be more fair, they were going to be more compassionate, they were going to be more giving, they were going to be more loving. They were going to actually reflect the love of Jesus in this country to you. You young people listening to me today, you senior people listening to me today, the people in my age category, please listen to me today. Is there any difference between 1967 then and 2025 now? Maybe some color skins have changed, but the same demon, I believe, still exists. There are those out there that do not care about you. You can be, I just almost use another bad word, as silly as you want to be about PLP and FNM, I want to give you a new word today. Me. 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 Are you prepared to vote for me? Are you prepared to be the difference that, you know what? We will no longer stand for this type of treatment. I am prepared to vote to make a difference. It wasn't a white thing in 67. It wasn't a black thing in 67. You know what it really was? It was a demon called greed and misunderstanding. That's the demon that we had, and that's a demon that still exists. They have, you don't. They will always have, and you never will. AI says, you can know all things like the tree of good and evil, but understand that you will never leave the plantation. They got you stuck. And until you make up your mind that I'm going to educate my children, I'm going to educate my husband, I'm going to educate my wife to understand what AI means and how it can liberate us and give us universal global citizenship to go around the world and become whatever we want to be, we will continue to be stuck on East Street, Market Street, Blue Hill Road, Carmichael Road, because they got you stuck. You ain't got nowhere to go. Meghwana don't want you. The number in Meghwana is 299. We don't want no more people in Meghwana. We don't want no more people in Auckland. We don't want no more people in Crooked Island. We don't want y'all down there. You know why? Because y'all seem to be stuck in Nassau. Nico Musco, tell the people goodbye if you have to until next time.
Until next time. But Sawyer. Gotta say.
We gotta talk with something. Tell them what you want to talk about with the thing this morning quickly. In the air.
I spoke to Garth earlier today. I brought him some of my famous chili. And I said, Garth, if you look out your window, I got up at 6, well, I was outside when the sun, I worked most of the night. I got up and it looked like tic-tac-toe. I posted it on Facebook. The skies looked like a tic-tac-toe game. Now, those trails by the airplanes, everyone thinks, oh, that's a vapor trail or a contrail. Those things were still there when I got to the radio station today.
At 5 o'clock.
Yes. These are chemtrails. Our government is so backwards, and we're talking about it. And when I ask all of you to go and look it up, what a chemtrail is, it's frightening.
You know what? Don't tell them what it is. We're going to talk about that next week. You
guys and all I'm going to say is I would love somebody from the government that has any understanding of what this is to call Guardian Radio and give an explanation of what is going on. I pass it on to my colleague.
Well, guess what? Next week, we want to find out about this chemtrail. We also want to talk a bit about some... They had a Junkanoo... I guess someone won Junkanoo in the B category, and they took the winnings back and gave it to another group.
Of course they did.
Well, we got to talk a little bit about that next week, too.
Charles, Why not?
Tell people goodbye. You're going to be doing a Valentine's show for us soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, it's good to have you all here. We are all out of time. We never have enough time on the show. You got to sponsor the show, folks. Maybe you can get an extra half hour, but we got to get out of here. We'll look forward to hearing from you next time. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark. I'm Garth Roseborough saying so long, and I will listen out for you next time. Give us a call.
They crucified Jesus Christ.